This is Dr. Olivero dictating January the 25th of 2023. The name of the patient is Stephen Hinesley, H-I-N-E-S-L-E-Y. First name, Stephen, S-T-I-V-E-N. This is the clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A, period. The patient has a right non-functional kidney that was lost to a stricture in the ureter, period. After several procedures that failed, they abandoned any further treatments, and that right kidney is non-functional. The left kidney is functioning very well. According to the ultrasound that was done in the first part of 2022, the size is adequate. It has a 7 cm cyst in the lower pole, period. The laboratory workup after the patient has lost 15 pounds, the creatinine went down to 1.25. The BUN is 22, and the estimated GFR from 46 mLs per minute went up to 56 mLs per minute. Important, there is no evidence of a proteinuria, period. The urinalysis is benign. Number two. The patient has been followed by the oncology center for monoclonal gammopathy. He had a bone marrow done, and it was reported negative. Period. The hemoglobin is 11.8. And the iron profile shows a saturation of iron that is just 20%. The patient quit taking the iron supplementation. He is advised to go back on iron. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is very well controlled. The blood pressure today is 110/78. Following number, the patient has a hypothyroidism that has been treated with the levothyroxine, 112 micrograms. The patient has a TSH that is reported less than 0.01. He has an appointment with Dr. Montero, M-O-N-T-E-R-O. This coming February, we are going to make sure that Dr. Montero adjusts the administration of levothyroxine. For the time being, we are going to decrease to 6 days a week only. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol is 100. The LDL is 100. And the HDL is 43 with triglycerides that are completely normal. Following number, BPH that is under control and asymptomatic. Following number, there is a history of hyperuricemia. We are going to request a uric acid for the next appointment. following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control by the administration of omeprazole. Following number, a remote history of colon cancer that is followed by the gastroenterologist. At the same time, they follow the Barrett's esophagus. The patient has a history of skin cancer that is checked by the dermatologist periodically. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 6 months. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.